For many foreign students, getting into the United States has become more difficult since last year's terrorist attacks. Commentator Vincent Shaw says staying here can be equally hard.
When I was 8, the US government let my mother and me come from Taiwan as tourists. But we decided to stay. We were different from illegal immigrants because we had money to qualify for student visas, or rather, we had a limited amount of money. The cost of living here is high. My mother could not work legally. I went to school every day unaware of our financial problems. Often, my mom stayed at home, trying not to break down. We moved from one place to another, each time to a place with lower rent. Finally, I shared one room with my mom, and there was no cheaper place, except the streets. Now, years later, I am again seeing the despair that was once so familiar. I have a friend who is a foreign student. The money my friend saved before coming to the United States has long been used up. Tuition costs are higher for foreign students, and there's little financial aid for them. Staying here means she has to earn a living while being a full-time student. She cannot legally work in the United States with her student visa, so she's at risk of being expelled from the U.S. My friend could earn a lot of money being a hostess in shady bars. She chooses to keep her dignity instead. But the low-wage menial jobs that my friend takes won't pay for school. It would be so much easier if she would go back to her native country. When my friend tells me that she might do that, I try to convince her how great it is to be in the United States. I pretend that things are going to get better. I helped her with her college applications, and now I help her with her homework. And most importantly, with her English. At least, I want to help her stay to finish her degree. My mother, desperate, married an American, which allowed us to stay here. Taking care of me was my mom's first priority. She gave up her education, she stayed at home and kept her husband happy, so that I could go to school in the United States. But it is too late for my mom. What job can an aging woman get without even an American high school diploma? The education she sought in the U.S., she never completed. She still does not have her independence. My friend is lucky compared to my mom. She doesn't have a little kid to take care of. She doesn't have to compromise herself. But even if my friend finally gets her college degree in the United States, she will not be able to contribute to stay or to work here. To be able to work, my friend will have to go back to her native country. When she finally gains her independence, I will lose a dear friend, and America will lose a daughter.
The comments of Vincent Shaw, a student at the University of California, San Diego.